Okay, good evening. Continuing on with our learning of Mishnah, Masachas Brachos, we're up to Paragimel Mishnah Beis. So we're talking about what happens if somebody's in the middle of burying somebody else, and Kriyat Shema comes up. So they're punted from Kriyat Shema unless they can get relief from somebody else. Somebody else can pinch in, and they can take a step back, say Shema, and daven. So let's say, now the Mishnah says, let's say the situation came about where nobody was able to pinch in. Now they buried. Cover us a mace, the Mishnah says. Cover us a mace. They already buried the nifter. V'chazru. Now they turned away from the grave. Im yechom lahaska v'ligmor ashalo yagiu l'shura. If they could begin and end Shema from the moment that the burial ended until they get to the shura, which we'll get to what that is in a minute, Yaschilu, they should begin saying Shema. Vimlav, if they don't have enough time, don't begin it. And then when you get to the Shura, Homdim Vashura, Hapnimim Peturin, Vachitonim Chayavin, the inner ones are Pater from Shema because they're closer to the Avelim. The outer ones are exempt from, the outer ones are Chayavin Shema. So what's a Shura? The Shura is what happens is after a funeral. The funeral is not really over, but after the burial is finished, you say Kiamali, you say Kaddish, right? And then what happens? Right? Please make two lines. Men on one side, women on the other. And the Avelim are going to walk through. That's just not just a very nice thing that we do. That's part of the funeral procession. That's called a Shura. It has sources in the Gemara Brachos, the Gemara Sanhedrin talk about the Shura itself. This is one of the things that if you do not have a minion for a funeral, you don't do. Obviously, you don't say Kaddish. You need a minion for Kaddish. You also need a minion for a shura. If there's no minion, then it's not done. Why is that? So some explain. I just saw this somewhere recently. I don't remember where. That when you go to be Menachem Avel, personally, you go to the Shiva house, that is you performing the mitzvah of Nicham Avelim, biyachid. My personal, individual obligation for Nicham Avelim. Good. But then there, and actually this expression, Parshas Chayisara, right? Avraham b'nei Ches, they say, came to visit Avraham when he was in Avelis. That is one. But there's a public way that the community itself, you know, has to, or must, be Menachem Avel to an individual as well. So how is that done? How does the public or the community do that? That is at the end of a funeral. That is the Shura. So that's why you need a Shura, must be 10 men. You must have at least a minion there. Without a minion, you can't do a shura. So the Mishnah says that if the person could say Shema, that's pretty fast, in that moment, you say Shema, otherwise you wait. But even in that, in the shura, if you're on the inner circle, the inner line, assuming there's a lot of people there, then you're exempt because the avil is going to see you when you say the hamakom as the avilim are walking through. But if in the outer, you're outside the shura, then you could say it then. That is the first Mishnah we're going to discuss today. That is the din of the Shura itself. And again, the bigger idea here is this is the way that the Tzibor is giving Nechama to the Avel themselves. Secondly, the Mishnah continues with a very strange Mishnah. It's unclear how it continues here, but the Mishnah says, Nashim ve'avadim uktanim, women, Avadim, slaves, right? Uktanim, pturin mikriyat shema umina tefillin. They are exempt from Shema and from tefillin, right? And they are chayav, they're obligated in tefillah, shemona esrei, mezuzah, and birchas hamazon. So this seems to be like a very random choice of like what women, children, and avadim are exempt from and what they're obligated in. It's very random, no? So Shema and Tefillin. So why Shema and Tefillin? Why are those chosen here? So Shema, anyone any thoughts? Why Shema and Tefillin? Why those two?
Because he's busy working. He doesn't have time. He's busy working.
So we're talking, right, so an Eved is exempt just like a woman from Mitzvah Seh Shazman Grama. They're exempt from Mitzvah Seh Shazman Grama. So Tefillin is a Mitzvah Seh Shazman Grama. Good. Now what about Shema? Shema is written because you would have thought that they would be obligated in Shema because this is what every single Jew should be saying every single day. It's our declaration. I believe Rabbi Yidden always says, But comes the Mishnah and says they are exempt, Meger Hadin, from Shema. The Mishnah Brura does point out, even though women are technically exempt from saying Shema, they should say Shema every single day. After all, this is like what a Jew is all about. This is something that should be declared by them each and every day, if they could say it. What about a child? Isn't our job as parents, right, to educate our children and mechanech them? So why are they exempt from Shema and Tefillin?
Well, he's not bar mitzvah yet.
So
he's not responsible.
But the halacha is that we try to train our children, a katan she'igia l'chinuch, or katana she'igia l'chinuch. We educate them, right? Obviously, we're not talking about a woman putting on Tefillin, but in the mitzvahs themselves. So shouldn't we obligate them in Shema? So by Tefillin, we don't, because they can't protect them. They can't guard their bodies. So that we don't do until they mamish turn bar mitzvah. Some people have the minog of 13, and other people have the minog of a month before. That's a clear. What about Shema? So the Bar Tunur says something very, very interesting. He says the reason why we don't train our children in Shema is because fathers usually aren't home during that time when they're chayiv in Shema. They usually leave early, before the kids wake up, and they come back much later at night, and the kids are already sleeping. That's what the Bar Tunur says. So if that's true, Rav Adi Bar Tunur points out, then maybe if we are home, then obviously we should mechanech our children in this. And obviously all the schools here do a very good job in educating our children in the whole Siddur, which they get, I don't know, it's machlokas, different schools, first grade, pre-1A, second grade, it's all good. Then the Mishnah continues and says they're obligated in tefillah, mezuzah, and birchas hamazon. So that will leave for tomorrow as to why these three, what's unique about these three, why would we think that a woman would be exempt from these, and why the Chai, the Gemara deals with that, we'll talk about that, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow. V'chayim, Zakos, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.